Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief,
did WWE send a spy to AEW?
Is Big E about to get serious? We've got G1 results and a SmackDown preview.
But first, is Raw Underground canceled? Larson, what's in the news?
I certainly hope not, because I love me some Raw Underground. Maybe anyways, according to Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, apparently Raw Underground has been deep-sixed.
Deleted.
For the time being. The Wrestling Observer himself is reporting that, quote, the Fight Club concept was put on hold for 2 weeks due to the recent COVID-19 outbreak among NXT talent and concerns that some of the extras used were possibly exposed. Meltzer also noted that even though most of those talents were back, he continues, quote, the format didn't fit with the recent draft episode. Also, quote, there is also still concerns about the competitors and extras potentially spreading the virus to the Raw crew, so they're going to try to keep all three brands separated as much as possible. Of course, Raw Underground prior to draft, if you take the brand-to-brand invitational out of it, was kind of the nexus of, not the faction, the nexus of Raw and SmackDown, if you will. It was the place, the kind of lawless region of WWE, mm-hmm. where performers from any brand could come and have shoot fight style matches. Apparently we're not gonna get it anymore. Really, on its debut, it seemed kind of cool. It had potential. They never went past lukewarm with it. It was undercooked, to say the least. A lot of potential there. If they'd made Payback, the Raw Underground pay-per-view, had a Raw Underground title, do stories that were interesting, just don't leave it up to Shane's whims in terms of when a match ends, there could have been something there. They never developed it, and so it's not surprising that we're probably not going to see it anymore.
It's sort of on par with the idea of cinematic matches. Probably not going to see those anymore either, even though there was a lot of promise. There were some really, really cool bright spots. There were some low moments. But, you know, the idea of cinematic matches to enhance your core programming, I think Raw Underground could have been used in that fashion as well. I mean, maybe don't go overboard and give an entire hour like I was advocating for in the beginning in terms of, okay, this is what I see, this is what they could do with it. But, you know, if you gave it its own dedicated chunk of time, it could have been an interesting, you know, detour from core programming. The problem is it became too much of a detour. You'd be in the middle of a match and all of a sudden you go to Raw Underground and it's like, is this adding anything to the program? One of the cooler things that comes out of it maybe is that we're going to get maybe a reimagined version of of Arturo Huas and Riddick Moss, and then we get Dabba Kato, a new face that was seen for the first time on Raw Underground. Granted, last time we saw him, he was getting killed by Braun Strowman, but he was also involved in the draft on the Raw side of things. All those guys were drafted to the Raw brand. It would be kind of cool to see them take their Raw Underground personas to the main roster and be a bunch of tough guys.
A Raw Underground faction.
Yeah, those three guys together would be really cool. You know, Have Shane and Jordan lead them. I'd be down with that. As long as you don't just have Shane be the focal point of everything. You know, maybe he tries to put a stop to the first main roster match, and the ref's like, "What are you doing? You can't just run in here with a microphone.
You're not an accredited referee. You can't do this. You can't stop these matches on your based on your whims."
Right.
I'll be honest. I don't want to see Shane on TV for a while.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fair enough viewpoint.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't think he's added a whole lot since he's come back. In fact, far off than not, when he's involved in a story, it kind of sucks all the creative juices from that mm-hmm. particular show, mm-hmm. seemingly.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, the report to be believed and Raw Underground was kind of his idea, I think there's something there. There could have been something there. Again, they just didn't do anything beyond idea.
Yeah.
It was just kind of idea, and then they just did idea, and then never went beyond idea into something of its own that existed within the Raw universe, but was kind of self-contained, you know?
They kept on teasing more, though. The Hurt Business took it over a couple times, and then, you know, maybe it just smelled too bad or something. They decided to leave. They didn't see much value in it. They seemed to tease some things there, and they, again, like WWE, they'll have the hint of a good idea. They won't flesh it out properly. It'll just be dropped. So yeah, you know, if it's RIP Raw Underground, I'll be happy. I have not missed it in the least. I've actively appreciated Raw more over the past couple of weeks since it's been gone. You know, it wouldn't shock me, I guess, if it did come back, though, given that Shane does have some stroke in the company. Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Maybe at some point we'll find out whether WWE sent a spy. To AEW. What is this all about, Steve?
So a couple months ago, Chris Jericho mentioned on an episode of Saturday Night Special that AEW... What is Saturday Night Special?
He does streams on Saturday night.
Where?
I don't know exactly where. It's not on Twitch.
That's cool.
Maybe on Facebook? I don't know. He's been doing it for a while.
Good for him. I had no idea. All right. I'll have to check out a Saturday Night Special. So he mentioned on one of the episodes of the Saturday Night Special that AEW knew who spoiled Eric Bischoff's Dynamite appearance, saying, and these transcripts come to you from Wrestling Inc., quote, "When we had the debate and Eric Bischoff was announced on Reddit, and we know the spy is, and we know who the spy is, by the way. Oh, we know. He'll never effing be back in AEW. NXT Reject was a spy. So print that." Fightful Select, which you should go subscribe to because they're terrific. They do a lot of good work over there.
Yes.
They may have ID'd the NXT reject in question, as they are reporting that it must be about the money. Tino Sabatelli was the name getting blamed for leaking AEW information by those in AEW.
Of course, there's no confirmation outside of that.
This is merely what's being reported. Our hands are clean on this one. Both Fightful and PW Insider are reporting that Tino has shown back up at the WWE PC, maybe for a debriefing, Larson, with PW Insider noting, however, that he has not signed a new NXT.
No, he has signed.
Oh, he has. Signed. Oh, he has signed. Oh, you're frozen.
He has signed.
You're frozen.
Great.
So, yeah, Tino has signed a new... I wonder if this new deal has anything to do with Black Ops. Is he messing with our Zoom call right now, Larson?
It seems like
it. Is that what's happening?
Not only is my camera frozen, my entire Zoom operation here is frozen as well.
Oh, no. Tino strikes again. Black Ops, NXT. Truly Raw Underground for Tino Sabatelli. Oh, we got you back, Larson. Oh, we had to fight the cyber hacking that Tino Sabatelli was trying to do on our show here. It's all just jokes, people. All just jokes. That's kind of interesting, though. I wonder, I mean, did WWE send him there? Did they release? Was this some sort of nefarious plan? Did they release him and send him there? Or did they just release him? And then he goes over there and he starts like, "I'll get back in their good graces by being double agent." This is so stupid. Oh, it's very silly. Oh, no. He froze you again. Oh, you're back. Okay, good. Anyways, man, getting back to series.
You froze for me. I had to wait. I had no idea what you had to say.
It's okay. It was all hilarious jokes. You can watch it on the replay. But we got to get serious now, Larson, because we're going to talk about Big E getting serious. What's going on here, man?
Well, yeah, now the New Day has been split up. Dave Meltzer is reporting that Big E is going to start getting serious.
Ooh.
Quote, the idea is to get Big E away from the act, the New Day, and make him more serious for a singles push to get him out of the comedic mode. It continues, there is a logic to it, even though because the New Day has been established together for so many years and have been popular, there was going to be a negative reaction breaking them up without a storyline leading to it. I feel like I've been pretty consistent that I think there's a way to keep – you can allow Big E to be Big E, to be him.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to try to flesh out a serious side, if they can develop that organically, which they've done an okay job doing so far.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want it to be a situation where he shows up. Well, they're having the we'll get to it later in our SmackDown preview. They're having the kind of the New Day farewell on SmackDown tonight. That I don't want next week. Suddenly we have a morose Big E,
mm-hmm.
where he's all serious, and it's just like a switch flips, and he's just like, you know, like kind of grumpy, sad, and maybe a little bit more aggressive.
You don't want him.
I don't really
want to
see that.
You don't want him to be bereft of personality.
Exactly, because that's the problem that WWE has had for a while with their baby faces. They tend to be one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a really good job, but I think because they're allowing Drew McIntyre to be Drew McIntyre, that he's not a generic smiling baby face.
Mm-hmm.
There's dimension. He's aggressive. He takes the fight to the heels rather than being reactionary when they're bringing it to him. And it's good. It's refreshing to see a babyface WWE who isn't of the typical kind of pushover mold that they have been kind of putting forth for a long time. And if they want to push, they can push Big E as a single star without distancing him from the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
They can push him as a single star and flesh out his persona to include being serious when he needs to. But he shouldn't just be serious. That's too one-dimensional for a man of his immense talents. I think the characters that people gravitate most, especially baby faces, are characters that are well-fleshed out and relatable. And if he's walking around super serious all the time, I don't know how relatable that is.
Well, they need to make sure that he gets... I mean, if you allow him time on the mic, if you do some cool... You know, I mean, everybody should have... Every character should have... should be fleshed out. And if you mm-hmm. give the guy, like, I'm trying to think of any parallels where they could, you know, they've strayed into directions where it's like, oh God, this isn't, because by and large, like a lot of the characters who had been sort of one dimensional or boring in the past have been allowed lately. I'm thinking of guys, I mean, obviously Ali, he's actually sort of joined a gimmick group now, but like, you know, we've seen a bit more personality from Apollo Crews. We've seen mm-hmm. when allowed more personality from Ricochet, even though they don't do anything with those guys. So, I mean, I find it, I'm pessimistic that they would all of a sudden plunk him down into like a one-dimensional, like, you know, monster character. You know, I don't want him to, I do want him to be fleshed out, and I want to make sure that he has opportunities on the microphone to show that side of him. So, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. Hopefully they run with it, and it won't be like you're saying, you know, he won't be devoid of personality.
Because I don't think it has to be an either-or situation. Either he can be comedic or he has to be serious. You know, given the circumstances, it could be one or the other.
Yeah, we saw plenty of seriousness from him this past week where he had like a mm-hmm. really brutal match. But yeah, you know, give him plenty of time on the mic. I mean, look, mm-hmm. if you give him as much time on the mic as they give Kevin Owens on the mic, then I think he'll be fine. Like, Kevin Owens is a fleshed out character. Like, he doesn't have a lot to do these days because they haven't given him anything to do. But if you give him that level of freedom to express who he is, then he'll be fine. You know, if they just say, no, you're not going to get on the mic, go down, squash this guy and then come back, then that's going to be a major problem. Hopefully they don't do that because the push is going to die immediately. So yeah, I mean, we'll see about this. I mean, it's, I don't know. It just feels like Dave is watching SmackDown and he's seeing what's happening. It's like they split him up from the New Day and he had a really brutal physical match, to take it to Sheamus. I mean, that much, that the right, that's sort of obvious right there.
So,
we want to see some personality from the guy. All eyes are going to be on him. Hopefully he'll succeed.
Yes, I hope so too.
Somebody who succeeded last night in winning his block A, the A block, Kota Ibushi. I called that one. Good job, yeah. Me. When the blocks were announced, Hopefully my total pick will be right, and it'll be Tetsuya Naito. You know,
apparently Ibushi is the first person to win his block 3 years in a row.
Well, I think I called that too. I'm pretty sure I called that as well.
No, you did not. You did not.
But perhaps in news that might have actually overshadowed his winning his block for the third time in a row, which I called, was I also called this Will Ospreay went heel on Kazuchika Okada with the help of B. Priestley and the returning Tomoyuki Oka. He defeated Kazuchika Okada, Will Ospreay did.
And, for the first time. First time ever.
For the first time. And turned his back on the leader of chaos during the G1 Block A finals last night. I watched clips of this on Twitter. Looked like a pretty brutal beatdown, including some curse words hurled at Okada. I think he said F you, but he said fuck. So that's what happened.
What has Okada ever done to be spoken to in that manner?
Now this is complete disrespect. To
complete and yeah, total
utter disrespect, but that's sort of hand in hand with being a bad guy. So yeah, that Will Ospreay. It's gonna lead some cool stuff. I saw some of the stuff that he was doing in that match. Good lord, you know, say what you will about Will Ospreay, and you can say a lot. That kid can wrestle.
he got like really jacked too. He's huge.
He's ridiculously jacked.
He's huge.
I know. He's pretty
massive. I would suspect we're going to see Okada versus Ospreay probably at Wrestle Kingdom. That's a pretty huge marquee match for both of them.
What's the next big thing is King of Pro Wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might do it there, but that, you know, this kind of feels like a Wrestle Kingdom match.
It should be. I mean, Ospreay's a big deal and Okada's a big deal. So who wouldn't want to see, you know, that? It'd be great.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of big deals, we got the season premiere of SmackDown tonight. Let's kick it off with the Universal title bout between Roman Reigns and Monday Night Raw's Braun Strowman.
Dude. Hey, this will be a fun match. This will be a fun match, though.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense. Next, the New Day bid farewell with a match against Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sheamus. Again, half participants in this bout are on Raw as
Is
well.
Is Sheamus going to be bidding farewell? Because he got drafted to Raw as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's on Raw now too.
All right, so it's Sheamus farewell match also. And then Raw superstar here on the SmackDown premiere, Jeff Hardy looks to slow down Lars Sullivan's destruction in SmackDown Showdown. He's on Raw though, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Here, finally a match with SmackDown superstars. Street Profits look to defend SmackDown tag team titles against Dolph Ziggler and Bob Roode.
Look, these will all be good matches. It's just they did a draft last week. And then this is probably the best part of it all. Daniel Bryan, SmackDown superstar Daniel Bryan, enters the WWE Thunderdome. They were like, holy crap, Raw totally won this draft. We drafted this guy who's never around, who probably faxes in his creative ideas. Why don't we actually bring him in? Let's say, hey, Daniel, you got to show up here, man.
We need you.
That's
cool. I wonder if he's going to maybe do something where he's confronting Sami Zayn. Let's do a Sami Zayn Daniel Bryan thing again.
Oh, it'd be great. Who would want to see that? That'd be terrific.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, pick that up. Long term storytelling. What do you know? And that wouldn't that be great? Anyways,
that'd be great.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you tuning in. We're going to be live tonight at the Twitch, twitch.tv/StephenLarson for our SmackDown recap. So join us then after the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/StephenLarson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/StephenLarson.